And there have been reports this week that special counsel Robert Mueller plans to subpoena records at Deutsche Bank. Now, Mueller is overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. His team reportedly is looking into hundreds of millions of dollars in loans the bank made to Donald Trump. Earlier this year, Deutsche Bank paid enormous fines for allowing Russians to launder money. No one's saying there's a connection, but what are the questions? Here to help us understand, NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, heading a team of reporters who track the Trump family business interests. Hi, Marilyn.
Hi, Robin.
And Deutsche Bank is based in Frankfurt, Germany. Why did it become such an important lender to President Trump in the first place?
Well, back in the 1980s, Trump was sort of the hot new developer in New York, and he got U.S. banks to loan him a lot of money, but mostly that was because his wealthy father would back him up and co-sign. But then starting in 1991, Trump went through a series of bankruptcies that involved his properties in Atlantic City and some in New York. And after he had left all those creditors hanging, U.S. banks didn't want to lend to him. But for whatever reason, Deutsche Bank was willing to loan money to Trump. And it's never been clear exactly how much he has borrowed from them because, of course, we don't have those tax returns. But on a recent financial disclosure, Trump said that he had at least $150 million in outstanding debts to that bank.
So now Deutsche Bank cropping up in the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, it's complicated because there are these reports now that Mueller's investigation into Russia's role in interfering with our election, it's expanding. And it seems like they're taking a look at Trump's financial ties, possibly to some Russians. And The Guardian reported that Deutsche Bank did its own internal review to see if there were any overlaps with Trump loans and Russians. There are Democrats in Congress who want Deutsche Bank to release that information. Bank said it can't because of privacy laws. But now if Mueller gets in there, he may want to see the bank records, too.
And how is the president responding to this?
Well, not so great. He said in an interview with the New York Times on Wednesday, he told the reporters that if Mueller were to look into his personal finances, he would call it a violation, although he didn't actually say what it would be violating. But he's been very clear that he doesn't think that Mueller or congressional investigators or bank regulators ought to be looking at his personal finances.
Yeah, we've talked about this with our political experts, but it's also pretty clear that ethics experts think we should know more about President Trump's loans.
Yeah, and the ethics argument is that Trump has said he has no investments in Russia, and that may be true. But the question is, do Russians have investments in Trump? You know, does he owe them money, either directly or indirectly? When you owe a lot of money, you're not really free, are you? You know, you're literally indebted to someone. And that position of indebtedness might influence your policy decisions. So just the one example, Deutsche Bank has been hit with lots of fines over the years for violating various laws and regulations. If Trump owes this bank a whole lot of money, would his administration be less tough on enforcement of those laws if he wanted the bank to be less tough on him with the money that he owes? So that's the big question that ethics people raise.
And we will see if there's an answer. NPR senior business editor Marilyn Geewax, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
And you're listening to Here and Now.